get connected with Take Two Radio on Facebook or Twitter at Take Two Radio. For email updates on future shows, follow at Blog Talk Radio. For previous episodes, upcoming guests, and more, visit Take2Radio.com.
And good evening, everyone. Welcome to Take Two Radio. I'm Pam, your host. Joining me tonight as my co-host is my good buddy, David. Are you with me, David?
I am here. How are you doing tonight?
Oh, okay. You scared me for a minute there. You didn't answer right away. I'm doing good, thanks. It's a wonderful day in Chicago, 55 degrees, so I think spring is finally sprung, and that makes me very happy. But to get back to the show info, I have a little bit longer introduction today because one of our guests, unfortunately, wasn't able to make it due to travel. I believe he's either just getting off of a plane or he might still be in the air, so Isaac couldn't make it. But we are very happy to have with us music artist Rain. And Rain is part of the new indie movie At the Top of the Pyramid. It's directed by Emmy-nominated director Lawrence Jordan. Isaac plays Marcus Brown, and Rain provides some of the music for the soundtrack of the movie. The film is serving up plenty of teen drama with puppy love, a hunky guy, and, of course, the mean girls. Think of it as a mixture of Bring It On meets Friday Night Lights with teen angst and social hierarchy. The character-driven dramedy infused with music is a classic teen coming-of-age film, complete with a diverse ensemble cast. Besides introducing new talent such as Isaac, the movie also has cast Dean Cain and Steve Guttenberg. One of the producers, Richard Willis Jr., is an award-winning writer, producer, director, music producer, and filmmaker. He won a Peabody Award as writer consultant on the PBS documentary series The Rise and Fall of Jim Crow. He also grabbed two Emmy nominations as writer consultant on the PBS series I'll Make Me a World and Martin Scorsese's Presents The Blues, respectively. So, the whole movie is filled with talent, including our wonderful guest, Rain. So, Rain, thanks for joining us tonight. We're so very happy to have you.
Thanks for having me.
You're very welcome. So, we were talking about spring for a little bit there. Where are you out of?
Oh, I'm in L.A. right now. We just got in from New York a couple of days ago. So, out here, it's a nice, sunny 80, 79 degrees. In New York, I feel like negative 100 in New York. I don't know.
Yeah, right. My co-host David lives in New York, so he knows. And I'm in Chicago, so I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah. Is it spring? I heard you say spring sprung in Chicago.
Yeah. Today it's 55. Yeah, they were showing the weather for, like, the next week, and it's, like, you know, 40s or so, but we're happy with that because, like you said, at least it's not in the negative. You know, we
right,
can deal
yeah,
with that. So speaking of At the Top of the Pyramid, David and I had the pleasure of being able to view the movie and absolutely loved it. Of course, we loved your music in it as well. When you were approached about doing the music for the movie, what was your first reaction?
Actually, it was in-house. You know, everything we did is in-house. So Moza Entertainment Group got together with Slamgate Productions, and we created our own entity. We created our a record label called Mo Slam Music, which specifically caters to soundtracks. This project we did, the pattern we did with this specific project we have been doing for a couple of years. You know, I did a soundtrack for a couple of documentaries in the past. So, and at the same time, the writer is my manager, Richard Willis Jr. So it's like it was all from the beginning to the ending, you know, from the concept and ideas to building what, you know, this is what scene they want to do. This is how they want it to feel. So I had insights throughout the whole process of where to go. So I wrote from, you know, ideas until we went to the studio where they would specifically tell me, you know, this works for this scene, or we want this here, or stuff like that.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering about, if you got to see the movie before writing the songs, because I can't imagine writing a song without seeing the movie first. You know, you don't know what the feel of it is.
Right, exactly. But, you know, when you had the script early on, and being able to sit down and just have a meeting, a not-so-official meeting with the producers, executive producer Mark Peterson, to, you know, sit around and throw around ideas, and they throw around ideas about the movie, and I throw around ideas about songs, and then we collaborate like that. Then when I got the script, you know, it's more detailed of how I wanted to take the music. And then after that, you know, finally seeing the movie, then I was able to, you know, write specifically for that also.
Mm-hmm. And then once the movie was done and you saw it and you got to hear your music on there, what feelings do you get? I mean, is that something like of pure joy, or do you sit there and are like one of those perfectionists that pick apart, oh, I should have did that different, or I should have did this?
Yes, actually, I'm one of those, you know, sit back and say, I should have did this, did that. But it's an awesome feeling, you know, when you watch it with the audience. You know, you're sneaking it back and you just hear them enjoy it. That gives me enjoyment, to seeing how they enjoy the music. And, you know, you see heads bobbing in the theater and stuff like that. Or they
right.
Act about it after the movie, right? So it's like, blessed, that's all I can say.
Right, definitely, definitely. I mean, I can't even imagine, you know, going to one of the movies that I wanted to see that just opened up and not knowing that actually some of the people involved with the movie was there, because it's almost
right.
Better. Because if you know they're there, then you may react differently. You might not be truthful, you know, on how
right,
you really
right.
Like
mm-hmm.
It or not like it. So.
Right. Exactly.
Now, we've listened to Superstar, they know who they are, and Spizzo, both are phenomenal, absolutely love them. And actually, you know, whatever music you have, because you're so very talented, I have a music show where I play music on Mondays.
Mm-hmm.
I would gladly play any of your music, so if you ever want to send it to me, I'd really appreciate it.
Oh, I would love that. I'm going to get on that immediately.
Yeah. And David, you had a question about one of the songs?
Yes, I did. What does Spizzo stand for?
Spizzo is the place to be. It could be at your pool hall, somebody's house, a barbecue, a club, a lounge, on a plane. You know, it could be, you know, anywhere where it is, where everyone's having a good time.
Ah. So that should
like
be
saying,
the new word out there after the movie, you know?
Right.
People asking, are you Spizzo?
Right. You know, it's like instead of saying, we're going to the spot, or the spot is jumping tonight, or it's a party over here, instead of, you know, we're going
mm-hmm.
to the Spizzo. Or
right,
where's the Spizzo
exactly.
Tonight? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I love that.
I love it.
Every time you tweet now or post something, you're going to hashtag that to get that out there, you know, and have people like, because at least it'll catch their curiosity.
Right. Yeah, that's an excellent idea. I'm going to hashtag I'm interviewing with Take Two Radio, Spizzo.
That's right. It's the place to be right now.
Right now.
Oh, my gosh. did you get to work with Richard Willis Jr. or at least get to meet him?
Yes, that is actually my manager, and he is the CEO
of
my management company, which is Moza Entertainment Group. So that's why I was saying, you know, in the process of creating the music for the film, he wrote it also, and he's a producer on it. So we're around each other all the time. I could hear the ideas from the very, very beginning of what he's thinking about, and I could toss him some ideas of what I'm thinking about.
Wow, you are just rocking and rolling, dude. You are just in the right place with the right people, and that says
yes.
A lot. My gosh, that's wonderful to work with somebody like that and the team that you have. You know, it's so very important to have a company support you and your music. You know, it's harder to do things as an indie artist when you're on your own. You got to pay for everything. You got to, you know, promote your own stuff and that. So when you got a big company like that and people backing you, you can't ask for more.
Right, right. Exactly. That's what, you know, most of us artists really want, you know, some people that believe
mm-hmm.
in us to back you. That's the kind of whole deal with signing to a major label. You know, signing to a major label was about having backing, you know, having, you know, someone
right.
to put their money up.
Yeah, definitely. And, I mean, you hear a lot of things these days from people about signing with labels now. I've interviewed so many indie artists, it's, I couldn't even count how many. And mm-hmm. some of them will say that they, that is their ultimate goal, is to sign with a label. And others will say, oh, no, 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 no. I'm going to start my own label, I'm going to be on my own, because they don't trust labels. But you're proof that there are good labels out there. So
yes.
that's a good thing.
Yeah, that's.
Yes, and it's also about your strategy. You know, what do you want to do? You know,
mm-hmm.
with negotiations, they could take more of, you know, they can give you creative control or less creative control, or own more of your music or less more or less of your music. So it just depends on each artist's strategy. You know, some people are good for a major label.
Right, exactly. David, you had another question?
Yeah, we know music is your forte, and you know it's very enjoyable, and we love it. But how about acting? Has that ever crept into your forte? Do you ever want
to
consider?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
I take it very seriously, like with music. So I've had workshops. I've done workshops in the past, so I am on that side, you know, working on my craft as far as acting. I just don't want to jump out there and, you know, make a mockery of the art form, so I'm taking my time.
Right.
Well, have you taken any acting classes or thought about it?
Yes, that's exactly what the workshops are. They're like acting classes. You know, you get in there with actors
okay.
At different levels and knock it out, or try to at least.
Right, right. Now, do you take those in California or do you take those in New York?
Both.
Or both?
I took them when I was
both.
In New York. Take my hand.
Now, how about any type of musicals? You know, there's a lot of those plays out there in New York on Broadway and off Broadway. Have you ever done anything like that or considered doing that?
I've considered it. I haven't done anything like that yet, but I'm very interested in, you know, the Broadway. I like their format. You can think out the box. Actually, me and Richard Willis Jr., you know, this is what I'm talking about, the creative process. We, you know, throwing ideas, so we definitely throw ideas like that. So, yes, pretty much in the future, you'll definitely see something from us on Broadway.
Oh, there you go, David. You got things to go see when you're out there. Once rain hits the stage, you get up there and go see them.
I'm there.
And then, of course, you'll have to travel with that show and bring it to Chicago. So, yeah. Have
yes,
you ever
absolutely.
Been here?
Yes, I have.
Any thoughts? Good, bad, or ugly?
Cold. I mean, it was cold when I went out there. I didn't get a chance to.
Oh, okay.
Lord, I've been too much. But I did get a chance to have a Chicago pizza. You know, there's a who has a better pizza, Chicago or New York? I think New York. One that one, but it was cold out there when I went, so I thought it was like New York to me, so I wasn't mad at it.
Yes, yeah, you know, and that's funny too, because I just went to New York probably about, I want to say 3 or 4 years ago. I was only there for a weekend. I was meeting up with a bunch of friends, so we didn't get to do too much, but it reminded me of Chicago a lot. So I think it's just a little bit faster paced. I was in Manhattan, so I don't know how it is all over New York, but it just seemed faster. You guys don't
Chicago?
Slow down.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought Chicago was the fast pace too. Yeah, they don't. I was
really?
Out there a couple of days ago, like a snowstorm, and people still out and about.
Yeah, that's true. That doesn't stop us. Now, as far as the movie goes, there's like a moral to the story. Do you want to talk about that to, you know, so our listeners know what it is?
It's about, you know, never quitting, one, and you can't run from who you are. Some of us try, but in the end, it always catches up to us. So, you know, be yourself, be who you are. You can't run from who you are, and keep going, keep pushing. Never quit. There was a scene when actually Isaac J. Sullivan, his character Marcus Brown, was telling Ellie in the movie, you know, never quit, never quit,
yeah.
never quit. Right. So yeah. I definitely think that quote, you know, kind of sums up the movie.
Yes. I love the movie, and I can't wait for people to see it. I mean, It's great acting, great talent that they have on there, and I love the moral of the story because it's so important these days. You have to get that message out there and send positive vibes because of all the, you know, other yucky stuff happening in the world.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And how do you use that in life? How do you keep pursuing what you're pursuing and not get negative thoughts?
How do I keep pursuing? I think it's the people you have around you, which kind of dictates that.
Right.
You know, they could pull you down and they could hold you up if them times ever do come. My manager, my management team has definitely helped me over the years to, you know, keep pushing and keep going. I think we've helped each other out, you know, them times where you just feel like giving up with somebody in your corner saying, you know, keep on going. I think for my family, for my mother, I really watched her over the years be very determined and focused. So I think I get some of that from her as well.
Yeah, definitely. It helps to have parents that give you good things to go by, you know, by what they do and not just what they say. So, yeah, that's great. Now, also coming from Brooklyn, New York, because there are so many talented artists out there, including yourself, what do you do extra to really stand out besides having the label behind you?
Well, another quote from the same quote from the movie, be who you are, never be afraid of who you are. You know, that's the only thing I think would make me stand out is I'm the only me on the planet. So if I could just try to be the best me or give you all of me or the most of me I could possibly give you, maybe some people out there, you know, relate or want to check for me.
Right, exactly. And you have to believe in yourself first and foremost.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Definitely.
David, you had a question?
Yes, I did. What song, either your own or someone else's, best describes your journey?
Pray. That's on the soundtrack. I think it best describes my journey, and I think it incorporates something everybody could relate to. And, yes, go definitely. For the album, Pray. And all you guys out there, you gotta hear the album, listen to that. That song, I think, definitely takes my journey from growing up in Brooklyn, New York, Coney Island, and takes me all the way to traveling the country on tours, learning the business and Hollywood behind the scenes and stuff like that, into where I am now.
That's awesome. Where can the listeners get the soundtrack?
The soundtrack hasn't been released yet, but when it's coming very soon, and when it does, it's going to be everywhere you can get music from, iTunes, Spotify, Pandora. You can already get Superstar on any of the music sites. Spizzo is coming. Radio actually is a song we've been giving out for free download since the movie's been released. It's on the soundtrack as well. It's called Radio. And you can get that from ReverbNation/Rain. Just download it for free.
Yeah. Actually, I went on there to listen to more of the music, and you are so very talented. I can't say it enough.
I love all kinds of music,
and you bring that to your music. You know, I've seen you titled as a hip-hop artist. I've seen you titled as a rapper. But your music has a lot of different genres mixed in with it. Is that something you set out to do, or is that just how it came about?
A little of both, specifically for this album, because because it's so diverse, and we went with diversity. The cast members are diverse. The executive producer and the writer, they're diverse. So we really wanted to incorporate that into the movie as well, because the music is a character on its own. Like the music drives the scenes in the movie forward. It's like its own character. So as you know, Ellie, who has a song on there, who is Jamie Parker in the movie, she has her own pop song, which I'm featured on. We have some reggaeton, which I'm featured on. And it just made sense for the movie to have nothing. You know, sometimes hip-hop has that inclination to be negative or to be one way, you know. We definitely wanted to show that this project is diverse with the different sounds. And there's live musicians on there, different sounds, different instruments and stuff like that that we definitely wanted to get in there to give it a broader feel, more international feel, because I feel like I'm more of an international artist.
Yeah, I'd have to agree with that, just from listening to what I've listened to so far. Have you yourself released any EPs or albums?
Yes, we have released I think an EP, not an album yet, not an official album, but we have stuff on YouTube and stuff like that. So it hasn't been an official album release, but it definitely have released music and videos online.
Okay, okay. And they can find that. Do you have a website?
At the top of the pyramid.com. They can go check it out. It's actually opening in Cincinnati Thursday. It'll be showing in Cincinnati Thursday. Still showing in New York for the next 2 days.
Okay. I thought you were going to say more.
No, I should say more. And then we have some other cities coming up as well. We have, you know, Atlanta, D.C. coming up after that. But if they pour some rain or have anything at the top of the pyramid online, Google will come up.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. David, you had another question?
Yes, I do. Do you have a 5-year goal for yourself?
Absolutely. Continue to do what we're doing. The budgets keep getting bigger for the movies we're doing. The budgets for the albums keep getting bigger. You know, the process we have seems to be working, so we're just going to stick to it. I want to move more behind the scenes. Maybe I'll get into cinematography, some directing, and just expand. You know, I don't want to be put into a box, so I really want to be creative and you know, let this stuff that's inside come out, you know, not just use the platforms that I could find. Being out here on the West Coast and been learning from my manager, it's different areas where you can make a living and you may have never known about it. Like a person who does cinematography to go capture pictures for a movie and stuff. It's stuff, you know, growing up where I'm from, I never even knew that was a job. So they ask you what you're going to be when you grow up. You know, there's nobody say, I want to be a cinematographer in my class. You know,
right.
Be a cop or a fireman, stuff like that. But there's like so many undertones, so many different levels you could pursue. So I just want to stay open
right.
to that. So as far as the 5-year plan, we really, where we want to be in a situation we have. So just keep moving forward and putting out projects, and hopefully they keep getting better and better and bigger and bigger.
Oh, I believe so. I definitely believe so. You're on the right track.
Thank you.
Now, you're welcome. Did you get to go to the premiere of the movie?
Yes, I did.
And
great.
What was that like for you? Did
you guys
meet the whole cast? What?
Yes, actually, yes. We've been in a couple of film festivals. So at a couple points, I got a chance to see, you know, different cast members at different times. So at this one in L.A., I saw Patrick James Lynch. He showed up. And who else showed up? I think that was it in L.A. In New York, you know, some of the people worked on it. Some of the crew showed up. Some of the people on the soundtrack showed up. So, you know, we run into each other here and there at different events at the top of the pyramid.
And did you meet Isaac at all?
Yes, Isaac is actually managed by the same person. He's down the entertainment group. Right? So me and Isaac, we all went to New York for the New York run. We came back here for the LA run. Isaac, actually, that's why he's probably getting off the plane in the next 15 minutes. He's meeting us. He's ahead of us down there. So me and Richard will leave and go meet him down there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
I met Ellie, you know, Jamie, who played Jamie Parker. She's great. I met all the cast. I met Jessica Luza, who's the mean girl. The Michael, who's part of the Love Triangle. The choreographer, I know the choreographer well. His name's Lancelot Theobald. So, yeah, you know, it's kind of in-house family thing. We guys have been working on this for a while, so we all have seemed to have gotten closer as far as me with the cast and some of the cast and some of the crew.
Well, you didn't mention Dean Cain or Steve Guttenberg. Did you get to meet them?
No, I did not. I was actually recording while they were shooting in Virginia.
Oh,
but I would have wanted
okay.
to meet them. I know. Go ahead, sorry. No,
I love
them. I love Dean Cain from Lois and Clark. I'm a big Superman fan.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. He's in a lot of, like, TV movies and stuff like that these days. And I was so very happy to see Steve Guttenberg in the movie at the top of the pyramid because I think it's been a while. I know over Christmas, I love watching the Christmas movies, and every year I get to see them, but it's been a while since I actually seen them in a different type of film. So that's awesome that he got to be in it. And unfortunately, well, I'm not going to say what Dean Cain is doing in the movie, because I want people to go and see it. So.
Right. You almost gave it up.
I don't want to do that. Yeah, I caught myself there.
Nice catch.
Thank you. And David, you said you got a question from somebody for Rain?
Yes, I did. I got texted. It says, who or what has inspired you to do your music?
It was a few hip-hop artists, or we should say rappers, maybe like Jay-Z, Will Smith, who inspired me to not only do the music, but realize I could take it other places, like into acting, into music, into television. So I really look at Jay-Z and guys like that, Ice Cube, who do both, who's given us a place to take it to.
Yeah.
You know, I did it as a hobby when I was younger. Guys from my neighborhood, we all used to just do it as a hobby, rap in a circle or in a cipher, we call it, and just have fun. But then growing up, I started seeing ways to make a living off of it and try to do stuff. I apologize for that bell. If you guys heard it, I don't know if you heard it. No, it was a bell that went off. I didn't know if you heard it.
No.
I did hear a little bit of music, but that was it. So
okay.
I didn't hear a bell.
Right.
I think that was the timer going off, David, and he's saying, "Ding, ding, it's over. Gotta go."
No, not at all.
But actually, we are pretty much done. I just would like you to share with our listeners where to find you on social media and that.
If you look for me on Facebook, it's Rain, R-E-Y-N. That's my artist page. On Twitter, I'm Rain Forever, one word. And on Instagram, Rain Forever, one word. You can download the free single called Radio on ReverbNation/Rain. Check out atthetopofthepyramid.com. And I think that's about it.
All right. Well,
also,
that's a good choice. Right. I mean...
If you just Google maybe at the top of the pyramid, stuff will come up on us. You can find us, or Google Rain, R-E-Y-N, stuff will come up on us. And it's all linked, so you'll find different links for different things, music, what's coming up for us and everything.
Well, I have to ask you, because I'm curious about this, is Rain your real name?
No, it is a name that I chose and put together myself. Would you like to hear?
Good. Yes.
Yes.
So it's not the Rain as in R-E-I-G-N. I just took out the Y, made it my own. R-E-Y is Spanish for king, and R-E, Ray, was a pharaoh in ancient Egypt. So I just put it all together, and I say it as if royalty. You know, we all are royalty, everybody on the planet Earth. So that's what I take Rain as, carving my own path, royalty carving his own path.
Oh, my gosh, I absolutely love that. That is just perfect. And it's an easy name to remember. There's not a lot of syllables. It's only one syllable.
Right.
It's easy to spell.
Because
believe me, I've played some indie music from some artists, and I have no clue how to say their name. So I just say it, and then I apologize if it's wrong. So yours is really easy to get out there. So definitely get your music to me. I'd be happy to play it on my music show. And it's been a pure pleasure speaking with you and learning more about you and your music and that. So, and we definitely would welcome you back at any time.
Thank you guys so much. Thank you. I appreciate it. And if you guys, anybody out there in Radio Land is in Cincinnati, come check out the movie. It's going to be at the Oakley Station, I think, or downtown Cincinnati.
Cinemark, yeah, if I could read. Cinemark, Oakley Station, March 15th, 16th. And today is the 10th. So today's the last day you can see it at the Anthology Film Archives in New York. LA is over with, but just go to the website and, you know, check out where it's going to be next. I want to see this open worldwide.
Yes, I do,
yes,
too.
Too.
This is a great movie.
Thank you.
It is.
Looking forward to that, too. We're going to get you
Thank
guys
you.
On our Spizzo campaign and our See It Across the World campaign.
Yeah.
I'm in. Count me in.
Well, say hello to Isaac from us and tell him we're sorry he couldn't make it, but we truly understand why he couldn't, and we'll talk with him at another time. And you take care of yourself, and we'll be watching you.
All right, thank you. Appreciate it.
Yes,
bye,
thank you. Stay cool, bud.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And for our listeners, in case you want to hear that again, and if you didn't catch it right at the top, go to ReverbNation.com/Reyn, R-E-Y-N, to hear some of his music. You can hear Spizzo on there. Also, Facebook.com/Reyn Forever. Twitter is Reyn Forever. And also go to YouTube to watch the trailer. And also you can listen to Superstar on there. Superstar, they know who you are. If you go to Moselle Entertainment Group on YouTube, be sure to check that out. It's some excellent music, great soundtrack. Can't wait to hear the album come out. Or can't wait to hear. I already heard all the songs. Can't wait for the album, the soundtrack to come out so I can get that. And I'm looking forward to playing more of Reyn's music on my show for Take Two Radio Music. And I'm going to have to reach out to him to get him an email or go through his publicist. So, all cool. I'm looking forward to his future in acting, cinematography, music, whatever he decides to do. He's gonna make it. He's going to be big.
Yeah,
right,
he
David?
Is. He is.
He's
Absolutely.
Just really, really easy to talk to. Yeah, yeah. Definitely. So, anyway, thank you, everybody, for joining us today. I hope you enjoyed the show. Just a short announcement. I'm having a special guest host for Take Two Radio. And some of you may already know her. She's Mary Barrett, who now goes by Dr. Mary Barrett. And she's a psychic medium as well as she does Reiki, and she's now a minister, and she does all kinds of stuff. You can check it out on take2radio.com. If you go under the home tab and hover over that and look for Dr. Mary Barrett, all of her information about who she is there. She's going to be starting on March 20th, which is a Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern time, and it's going to be every Friday until the beginning of May, and then we're going to decide when she's going to do it from that point on because she does have places that she has to go to do her shows as well. But it'll probably be like twice a month on a Thursday after that. But she's going to be having guests on her show. And she's going to have two guests. So it'll start at 8 p.m. Eastern time with one guest, and then at 9 p.m. Eastern time it's going to be another guest. It's a variety of guests. Some of them you'll know from the soaps, and some of them you'll know from primetime. She has another psychic joining her. They're both going to do readings that day. There's just a big variety, so be sure to tune in. Some of it's paranormal. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Will you be joining her?
I might on one or two of the shows, but this is basically her doing these shows. So she's inviting the guests. These are her shows. I'm just letting her take over the reins for now, and I'll still be booking guests, though, you know. When we have another guest, I'll be tweeting it out there and putting it on Facebook and on the website, so be sure to always check back often. And on Twitter at Take Two Radio, and the Facebook page is Take Two Radio as well. That's with the number two. So watch for those announcements and Mary's first show on March 20th. I'll let you know who the guests are real soon. So thanks for joining me again, David. I appreciate you helping out by co-hosting. And
no
anything you do behind the scenes. So we'll see you again soon, everybody. Take care and God bless.
Take care. Stay warm.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.